This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends this Friday evening. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with producer Mark Price, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to our friend Representative Mark Meadows, Democrat of East Lansing. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good. How are you?
Good. Well, it was a partly sunny day here in mid-Michigan, so we'll take that. I think spring is finally here.
Well, it's about 67, 68 degrees. I'm happy with it. I think that we all should think that that's a good day.
I think so, too. Yesterday, to quote you, you said it was one of your darkest days since you had been elected, and that's been some years. You're speaking, of course, of the education budget passed out of the House yesterday. Your thoughts reflecting a day later?
You know, I feel the same way. I was really very disappointed that we weren't able to convince people as to how bad it was. Ultimately, I think we ended up with 57 people voting for it. That was a lot more than I had hoped for. It was a budget that didn't need to have the bad things in it. As I think I've told you before, we project about a half a billion dollars in surplus in the school aid fund at the end of this fiscal year. So on October 1, 2011, we'd be sitting there with a half a billion dollars in that fund to be distributed to our school districts to help them pay their expenses and to provide a quality education to our children. But what happened is that in order to pay for the business tax cut, Instead, that money and other money within the school aid budget was taken so that we could free up about $1 billion in the general fund to pay for part of the business tax cut that the governor wants to have happen. I think it's the wrong thing to use that money for, and I voted against it for that reason, and I think it is a dark day. It's the biggest cut to public education in the history of Michigan.
Well, and folks, you know, I follow Facebook, and I keep track of things and comments that people make, and there were some interesting comments after your posting last evening talking about how are our children going to be prepared for the future, and how is cutting spending going to make the state more prosperous, cutting spending for education?
Well, I think that is. It's like the backwards view of how we would approach this if we were really planning out an appropriate future for the state of Michigan. Undercutting our education is the wrong way to go, in my opinion, obviously. And I think there's proof out there for it. The most prosperous states, the most prosperous countries invest in education on a regular basis. And we have been cutting education now for a decade. And we've had economic issues, but even in the darkest part of the Depression, we never did this to public education. This is really, I think, destroying the opportunities that our children need to have. And it's not about reforming education. We all agree that some reforms have to take place, whether it's on teacher tenure or some other way that we do business in the school districts. But what this does is it's a direct cut to the way that we educate children. It'll result in closure of schools. It will result in bigger class sizes, which undermines education. It will result in the layoff of hundreds, probably thousands of teachers across the state of Michigan. I don't think that's the way to bring the economy back. In fact, I think it's the opposite way to bring our economy back. There's a great story about a company that was checking out Michigan, and the first thing out of the CEO's mouth were, what are the schools like in this area? Not, how big are my taxes here? What are the schools here like in this area? Because CEOs have children, too. They don't want their kids going to lousy schools. They want to prepare them for the future, the big global economy that we have and the competition that we're seeing. So I think, I got an email today from a professor at MSU. And she told me, she says, I've been agonizing over this, but I'm taking a job at another university. I cannot afford to have my children going to schools that are underfunded and don't prepare them for the future. So, you know, I think we're going to see quite a bit of fallout with regard to these cuts if the governor ultimately, signs them into law. And I think it's the wrong way for us to go in terms of bringing Michigan back, rebuilding Michigan, and getting us back to being the great state that we once were.
Is there any room for movement on these as they go forward?
Well, you know, that's a good question, because I think we suggested a number of alternatives during the budget process, and they were all rejected. But, if we just didn't cut, if we just used this money in the way that it was originally designed, we'd be adding about $260 a pupil to our per pupil funding beginning next fiscal year. And we would still be able to fully fund university education and community college education. So the sad thing about this, the hard thing to understand, is that there's absolutely no necessity for it. The money's there to actually provide an increase. And you do, unless you raid this for other purposes, there's no reason to cut university funding. There's no reason to cut community college funding. All of this is the result of the business tax cut and the desire to pay for that cut in some way. So our children and our college-age kids and families are ultimately going to pay for this business tax. And, you know, somebody yesterday on the floor, I think the chair of the House Appropriation Committee, said we're done using one-time gimmicks. This is a one-time gimmick. This can't be done again in the future. I mean, if we move higher education and community colleges into the school aid fund, we can only do it once. This is a gimmick. It's a $100 million gimmick to pay for this business tax cut.
Well, and that has been a point of contention since it first was suggested, shifting money, millions, from the school aid fund.
Yes. I mean, it's the point of contention, and I think that if you ask most people, and this maybe wasn't a headline, what they think the school aid fund is used for, they would probably all say, elementary and secondary education, the K-12 education that it's always been used for. It's not been used to fund upper higher education of any kind in the past, and it's something that I think the public is going to feel that they didn't bargain for, that they didn't send somebody in there to start using this money for purposes it was never intended to be used for. And I think that the technicality of the language of the Constitution is not going to be enough to satisfy them. I think people believe that the school aid fund is supposed to be used to educate their children and not used for other purposes. And instead, the governor has decided to use it for other purposes.
Now, Governor Snyder's administration has told us in the past that changing in the business tax is going to mean more jobs for the state of Michigan and move us forward.
Well, you know, they have said that. And then when they're, on the stand in tax policy and they're asked that very question, they say, we really can't say that. So when the lieutenant governor was there, he was asked, how many jobs will this produce? Well, we can't really tell whether it's going to produce any jobs. You know, the governor himself has said, next year I'm going to work on jobs. The budget director said, I can't really tell you that this will produce any jobs. The House Fiscal Agency came before us, and we asked him the same question. He said, I don't think there's any way that anybody can say this can produce jobs. You can use logic with this, and just think about, Why would a business owner hire somebody, an additional worker? They hire them because people come through the door and spend money and demand. They increase demand for the product that the business owner sells. That's why people get hired. And so when you just take money and you stick it in the pocket of the business owner and there's not more people coming through the door, he'd be crazy to just hire somebody to be hiring somebody. This will produce not a single job. And in fact, by taking $1.4 billion out of the stream of commerce, I think it'll actually have the opposite effect. There will be less demand, less need for workers within these businesses, and we will see a slide right back into the unemployment that we have seen in the past. Because we're starting to come out of that right now.
Well, yeah, the indications are. I mean, you know, that employment numbers are showing that exactly. Representative Mark Meadows, I as always, I appreciate your time, your knowledge, and your perspective on the issues. Next week, we start tackling pensions, it sounds like.
In the Senate.
We've already tackled
them, you know, here. But I just gave a talk to some pensioners today, and they are not happy. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, as always, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Representative Mark Meadows. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Here's your updated forecast for the capital city from more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS. Overnight tonight, low falls to 40, slight chance of rain, otherwise just mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow. High rising to 62, increasing clouds throughout the day, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, that at about 40%. For Sunday, high mid-60s, mix of sun and clouds. More of Fritz and Friends coming up next on more compelling talk radio 1320 WILS.